Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. As long as people have made music, we've also danced to it. Dancing is artistic expression, it's sexual attraction, it's our innermost emotions laid bare. But alongside those crowded dance floors, there's always the unnoticed few, the wallflowers huddled in the shadows, never leaving their seats. Are they stubborn? Are they snobs? Are they just waiting for the right partner? Or is it something else? Psychologists have a word for this. Chorophobia, the irrational fear of dancing. Fear of Dancing is also the name of a quirky new personal documentary. It follows subjects around the world from Canada to Switzerland to Kenya who suffer from this unusual condition and the things we're trying to do to overcome it. The film is made by Canadian documentarian Michael Alcock, known for his writing, story editing, and directing on a wide range of topics, from punk rock to poker, from the Unabomber to the Spanish Inquisition. This time, though, he's the subject of his own film. The documentary debuts tonight on CBC Gem, and I'm very pleased to have Michael here via Zoom to tell us more about his fear of dancing. Hi, Michael. Thanks so much for being here digitally.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
So why do people dance?
Well, you know, I might not be the best person to ask that, but from what I've gathered from talking to people making this film and otherwise, it's a very almost hardwired thing that people have that makes them want to move to music. I've seen people spontaneously, as soon as a song comes on, start dancing on the spot. So for some people, I think it's really a human expression. As you said, it's a reveal of the internal, and it's as normal for some people as breathing.
So why don't you dance?
Well, I mean, the thing about the film is that you realize that not everybody is, obviously, not a big surprise, but not everybody's the same. So you asked me that, I can tell you what I feel, which is not representative of how all the other chorophobes feel. But for me, always feel like I don't have a problem dancing per se. I just don't get anything out of it. It doesn't bring me joy to do it. I think it brings more joy to the person that I'm with that I'm doing it than it does to me. And so that's my concern. I just feel like I can move. It's not a question of having to take classes. I think for social dancing, you know, we're not talking about professional here. We're talking about social dancing. I think I could dance well enough to do that as well as a lot of people. It's more, I just don't really get what people are getting out of it.
Have you always felt this way?
Well, according to the home footage that I have, that's throughout this film that my father shot, there was a time when I was a child that I looks like I'm having a lot of fun, actually. So it wasn't always the case. I think what the film shows, and you know, I'm not the star of this film. I'm kind of the through line of this film.
Right.
I'm a conduit to get to other characters whose story really fascinate me. But you know, as illustrated in the film, there is a development and a kind of thinking that goes along with where I stopped dancing and why I stopped dancing. And a lot of it has to do with high school.
And you later dropped out of school and formed a band. It's a metal band. Could that be because metal is the one kind of music nobody can dance to?
There are a lot of kinds of music that people
true.
Come and dance to. I mean, you know, bebop isn't necessarily the easiest music to dance to.
No, you're right about jazz. That's right. Yeah.
And also prog rock.
True.
So there's a lot, and certainly, you know, kind of new classical or kind of Philip Glass type music. where it's not designed. It's more an intellectual or even an emotional. You can have an emotional response to music without dancing, and I think that's what some people that love dancing are kind of surprised to hear, is that, you know, I'm a musician too, and I feel the music. I understand rhythm, and it's just that I don't feel like I don't need to respond to music that way.
I'm just curious. Do you ever like tap your foot when music comes on?
Of course.
You do. Okay.
I've been known to you know, move different parts of my body too. But it's, and somebody could say, well, that's dancing. You know?
It is. It is kinda.
Well, you know, I mean, I was going to do a whole section on you know, headbanging and, you know, crowd surfing and mosh pits and or just very aggressive type of movement associated with very aggressive music. Experts will tell you that's all dancing. You know, when a tribe or a group of people like-minded take on certain movements, it becomes a dance. I there wasn't enough room to include all that, but yeah, suffice to say that I guess if you can say that head bopping or foot tapping is dancing, then yeah, I've been dancing all my life. But, you know, there's a difference between you get to a wedding and you sit there and you tap your foot. There's bound to be somebody to come and ask you to dance. And I'm flattered if somebody wants to dance with me. But in those contexts, I think it's more a pity ask, you know, like, I think people, what really drove me crazy is people feeling that I wasn't having a good time because I wasn't dancing. And they took pity on me and think, oh, nobody's dancing with this guy. I feel sorry for him. I'm going to ask him to dance. I was perfectly happy sitting there having a drink, looking at other people dancing. So I think those are the things that that, you know, for those people you described as the wallflowers or people that hide in the corners when the dancing starts, for those people, they understand that, you know, they would rather be left alone in most cases. And so this is, it, you know, the film was in part to try to, I mean, and it's obviously, I know that the subject is, you know, a bit cheeky, but it has a lot of substance to it. There are some people that are much more than me. I wouldn't say that I'm a person that's been damaged by it, but there are some people that have been, so I don't take that lightly. But at the same time, you know, it's fear of dancing.
You do have some interesting people who have the fear of dancing but want to dance or want to try dancing.
Yeah, there are some people clearly that wish they could and have tried and have failed for one reason or another.
Do you think it's comparable to people like who have a fear of public speaking?
Yeah, I think it's very close to that. It's a performance anxiety. I mean, I'm not a scientist, and as you know, you saw the film.
Yeah.
I don't take a scientific, you know, it's more humanistic film. But there are people in there that have studied, that do study dance, and that's how they felt. All fears are irrational. You know, like, I don't understand the fear of heights. I don't have it. Like, to me, it's like somebody comes on my balcony and says, oh, I just feel like I'm going to fall over. The balcony's going to collapse. Like, when is that going to happen? You know, it's all right in your head. And fear of dancing is the same. Like, a lot of people really are worry about, it's very, they worry about what the others think of them. They worry about how they look, judgment and all that. And it's, you know, it's sad. I mean, I put myself in my own film, and as you saw, I'm not always in a very flattering way. So shyness isn't my issue. Performance anxiety isn't my issue. As I said, it's just, I just don't quite get what I'm supposed to get out of it. And,
well, in making documentaries, you're usually the behind the scenes type guy. Was it difficult to present yourself as one of the subjects of the movie you were making?
Yeah. I mean, I had no plan. I saw my role initially as being the narration, just the narrator that links the stories together, enough to say that I have this issue too. And I, you know, but it became obvious that there was a lot of pressure for me to be in it. And I fought it at first, and then I just gave in because I realized they're right. That is a better film. So I was reluctant. I went in, but once I made a decision to be in, then I went all in.
I really like the aesthetics of your film. It's about people who don't like being observed dancing, especially, like you said. But so you have lots of scenes shot through windows, glass windows, telephoto lenses, night vision cameras. But talk about what was it like, I mean, not casting, but finding subjects who are willing, they don't want to be seen dance. They have this phobia of being dancing around other people. But how did you get them to agree to appear in your film? Is it more difficult than typical subjects?
No, I mean, I'll never know all the people that didn't respond. There would have been a lot of them, but the ones that did respond, it was almost like they wanted to get it off their chest, you know?
Interesting.
It almost felt like there was never any hesitancy. Once they agreed to be in it, there was never any hesitancy. And I think it helped a lot that they knew that I was one of them, you know? I wasn't judging them. I was just interested in knowing what their story was, so maybe I could understand mine a little bit better. So I think they felt that, they trusted me and they gave themselves over to me. And I think that's what you see. You see people that are being very genuine and honest. When you ask me about my participation in a film, my biggest concern was whether or not I was going to be authentic or not. And that really was important for me. Like I knew that I know what I needed to do to make a good film as a subject, what I had to do. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to just to be a prop in my own film. I wanted to be authentic. And so that's what those people that were in the film inspired me to be authentic because of their authenticity.
Your film Fear of Dancing delves into a lot of historical and scientific background. There's one bizarre case, the Dancing Plague of Strasbourg in 1518. I wonder if you could talk about that. It's sort of the inverse case or the opposite case of a fear of dancing. But could you talk about that?
Well, you know, I was kind of looking for a foil. I was looking for, you know, every film needs a villain, and every story needs a villain, and I felt the villain in this story would be the Dancing Plague of 1518. Here's what happens when this is dancing at its extreme, you know. People die from dancing, you know, because you know people always say, well, what's the worst that can happen to you, you know, if you just do this, if you just do that, what's the worst? Well, I found a case where a lot of people died because they danced too much. So, you know, it is meant humorously, and there's a balance of very profound, I'd like to say, serious stuff, issues in this film, but there's a lot of comedy. And so I would say that was put there for comedic purposes, but obviously it's also extremely tragic. So maybe it speaks to my sense of humor, but I just felt that it was a good offset to everybody that says, oh, dancing can only be good for you kind of idea.
Yeah, there's a case in Renaissance Europe where all of a sudden people started spontaneously dancing and they couldn't stop, and some died of this constant dancing until the plague or the mass psychosis passed through. Very interesting case.
What I discovered through the author John Waller, who wrote the book that inspired me to follow through on the story, was that this was not an isolated case. Around the same period of time, throughout Europe, there are recorded cases of this happening, and no one really knows for sure why.
Fascinating. Finally and briefly, what advice would you give to listeners with chorophobia or who just don't like dancing but who want to participate? What advice could you give them?
Well, I think I put forward a few of those. You know, one of them is this virtual reality program that allows you to dance without anybody around. I think that's a really brilliant approach. It's easy to say, just get over it, or just, you know, I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's like saying, get over your fear of heights. So I would just say, try, if you really want to, seek out somebody you trust to teach you, or take a virtual program, or just accept it, you know, just accept it. It's okay. A lot of this is driven by the need to become, to be part of the herd, to be part of everybody. What it is to be human is to dance. I think you have to embrace your individuality and say, look, it's, I don't want to dance, and that's okay.
Fascinating story from a fascinating movie. Michael Alcock's new documentary, Fear of Dancing, is streaming now on CBC Gem. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.